Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to The Toes and happy Tuesday. I am so excited for today's episode because I need to talk about things that I care about. I need to talk about pop culture. I need to talk about Housewives. I need to talk about Tom Brady at the roast. And there is quite literally nobody better equipped to work with me today.
Let's do it. The one, the only.
I keep calling you Justina Sylvester because ever since I used to call you the lady sitter because that was your username.
Yes.
Then you changed it more professional, Justin A. Sylvester. To me, I see it Justina.
I'll take it.
I love it.
I will take it.
Do you feel like Justina perhaps is like a different side of you, a different alter ego, if you will?
I feel like Justina's more professional than the lady sitter.
I love.
And I changed it because I was interviewing Michelle Obama.
Oh my God.
And they were like, oh, give us your Instagram handle because if she posted, we'll go ahead and put it up. And I couldn't have her post on the lady sitter.
Did you change it that minute?
I changed it that minute.
First of all, I didn't know that story. That's so funny.
Yes.
No, and honestly, as someone with a kind of weird username, I feel like literally I was just outside in the lobby and I met Molly Sims. She has a podcast here.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, what's your Instagram? And I felt like it's like an embarrassing when it's not just your name.
No, that's true. And also I'm a gay man. Like, so when other gay men are like, hey, let me hit you up on Insta.
Oh, it doesn't give like sexy vibes.
No one wants to fuck the ladies that are.
That is, I do, but no, I am unique in that.
You're unique and you're also a woman.
That's an amazing point, actually.
No dude wants to like hook up with a dude named Lady.
It's so true. But I just want to say the lady sitter is gone, but not forgotten.
It's coming back soon.
We love.
In a different iteation.
We love.
It's going to be pretty
epic. Secret project.
Secret project.
Tell me everything. It's been a while since you've been on The Toast.
I know.
You are really crushing it career-wise. You're one of the people who I feel like I just love to keep up with because you've had so many different phases of your career, but you're always at the top of your game.
Thank you.
I know you don't even prep for this. I know you're just going to be hilarious and amazing. Like, you have such a natural ability to talk, and you get paid to do it for a living, and it must be so fun.
No, it really is. And by the way, I will do this with you any day of the week. Because I know when I need you, you're going to come running to me.
1000%.
And I do love to talk. I love to talk people. I love to talk pop culture. I like to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And E! News is a little different from Daily Pop. So anytime I get to do that, I'll do it. I'm here for it.
And I love how E! Has gone through like a few iterations with their lineup and stuff, but you are always at the center of it. Like, I feel like they know what they have with you. And the fact that you host E! News like is so crazy. I majored in communications. And whenever we had like a intro class, like day one, it was all girls, by the way. And everyone, one of the questions was like, where do you see yourself? What do you want to be? And all the bitches were like, I want to be the next Juliana Rancic.
By the way, didn't we all?
You are. How does it feel? Like, you are the thing.
No, it's not. By the way, it is kind of wild. I'm not the type of person that when I'm in something, I could see it. Mm-hmm. I need to like step away from it. Like I need like my 8-year tenure to end or like to go on a vacation for like a month and then say, oh, wow, I'm doing that.
Jackie says that all the time. She's never able to like understand how big something is until it's over.
No, I can't. I cannot do it. So for me, and I was the same way. I was like, what do I want to be when I grow up? And you know, every model wanted to be Victoria's Secret Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Every person with a personality wanted to be in
Juliana.
The real world.
Yeah.
Everybody with camera presence wanted to be Juliana Orion. And, you know, I'm grateful that I get to have those people come before me.
But you're so unique in the sense that people who sign up to be like an entertainment reporter or even like just somebody who interviews other people, those people themselves usually are not bursting with personality because a lot of your job is listening.
Oh, 100%.
And a lot of your job is unfortunately not about you.
No.
It's about the person you're talking to.
Yes.
So more often than not, you don't find someone who's so dazzling in that role because it's really more of a listening type of role. But you have this uncanny ability to shine through without overshadowing the person. I love, and you do such a great job on your social media of sharing like, you know, you and J-Lo. And you're always making me giggle. And I'm supposed to be looking at J-Lo, but I'm looking at you. But you do it in a way that's not overbearing. It's really a very delicate balance. And you are so good at what you
do. Thank you. But it's because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fan of all these people.
So true.
And when I go to work or when I'm interviewing somebody, first and foremost, if they're A-list or E-list, it's their moment.
Yeah.
Like, let's
go. Make them feel special.
Make them feel special. And if you're not into the interview, I never go to something I'm not into.
Have you had any, like, blunders? Like, I feel last year when Hugh Grant was being interviewed by Ashley Graham, and, like, she was asking dumb questions, but he was being a prick.
Yeah.
And, like, people who so clearly don't want to be there. How do you navigate something? Do you have a moment like that, like, in your Roman Empire moment?
I've had a few. And you know what? Joel McHale was kind of sort of the first one.
Really?
Joel McHale had this like really crazy relationship with E. Like,
right, because of the soup.
Yeah, he would dog eat every chance he would get. And I was on the Today Show one time doing a segment. It was my first time doing the segment.
Huge.
And Joe McHale would come at me, like everything I said, he would come at me with something. But it was kind of a great learning curve for me on keeping up. Like, if I can keep up with a Joel McHale.
You can keep up with anyone.
You can keep up with anybody, okay?
Yeah, it's so true.
If I can dodge Joel. And after the segment, he came up to me and was like, by the way, I just want to let you know, I did not make that easy for you, and you handled it very well. And I was like, thank you so much.
No, and those are the moments that really like make you and shape you, and they're horrible to go through, but.
They're terrible.
It's, yeah.
There's also like a time where you get on a carpet and E's normally second or third.
It's major.
Yeah, Entertainment Tonight is first. So a star will go to Entertainment Tonight. Then they'll go to Extra. And then E will be like third on the carpet. And a lot of people want to be first, but I like to see.
Warm them up.
And there's like an A-list actress who was like on the carpet. And I could tell she was not feeling it that
night. Sometimes they're not in the mood.
And by the way, they're human.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not in the mood. Sometimes I'm not in the mood.
Yeah. You should still be nice.
And she came up to me and I said, damn it, you're not in the mood tonight. I'm gonna make this quick and painless.
And then she's automatically like feeling you.
Automatically feeling me.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Because at the moment you just recognize them.
Yeah.
And you saw them for who they were.
And they've been in glam all day.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I worked for Kyle Richards for 5 years, mm-hmm. Friends for 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when someone is not feeling it. You know, sometimes she just doesn't want to be Kyle Richards. She wants to be the girl in Aspen on a bike
100%.
With her dog.
100%. We talk a lot on the toast. Something that's actually, and I think that whole Ashley Graham, Hugh Grant thing was a catalyst for that conversation, is a lot of these networks are pulling talent who are not trained journalists. And it's more so like having an influencer or, you know, a celebrity comment and be the interviewer, not someone like yourself who has years and years of experience of hosting.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on this trend? And that's why like Hugh Grant was being asked questions and he was being a dick, but they weren't amazing questions. And he's, you know, someone who's been in Hollywood a million years. And it's like,
yeah.
What do you think about that?
Listen, I think that what networks are doing is, it's a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I just think the approach and the way they put it together is short-sighted.
Okay.
Because for me, had Ashley Graham been with someone like myself,
right,
she can bring the glamour. Let me do the heavy lifting. You could be the celebrity.
You are the encyclopedia. You know everything.
Yeah. And I think that's, I think what they're missing is that pairing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like I always say, like, I love that people are getting a shot at doing this.
Of course, it's so fun.
But the good thing about what we do is whenever you see somebody at the Oscars, mm-hmm. it's the last thing they're gonna do for their film.
Right.
Okay, so follow me here.
It's the pinnacle.
Yeah. It's the end of the race.
Yeah.
If you are a, let's say, Ashley Graham or like an influencer, mm-hmm. and this is your first time on the carpet with these people, the first 2 minutes of this whole interview is you getting to know them and just kind of sort of saying hello.
Yeah.
As for like a journalist like myself, we've been at the premieres.
Yep.
We've been at the junkets. It's the fifth time.
This season. Yeah, that's
so when they come up, we know what they've already answered. Yep. We know what they don't like to answer.
Yeah.
We know where they want this to go.
Yeah.
So for networks out there, always pair your influencers with people who know what they're doing.
And that's what's so great about E! News. Like, and I feel like we're always talking about this on the toast when it comes to you and to Kelty. She is like an old school journalist. She is such a pro.
Girl.
And that's what's so great. It's like going back to those roots. And I love that they did that.
Same.
And Kelty and with E! News. Like bringing it back, but with like OG. Like you and Kelty are entertainment reporters, like to a T.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I love it. It's such an, because I feel like for everyone, like myself included, it was a dream job growing up. Oh my God. Everybody wanted to be Juliana Rancic, and there was only one Juliana Rancic and Ryan Seacrest. And it's such a major show, and it's such a major franchise, and it's such a major job. And the fact that you got it, like, I'm just
Thank you. Perfection. Thank you. You know, I think it's one of those things where Juliana and Ryan were regular people mm-hmm. who were fans who became big household names.
But they did the work.
But when you looked at them, you thought, oh, I could be that person.
Accessible.
I could be that Juliana. And yeah. I think that's why reality TV is such a huge thing in pop culture now, is mm-hmm. because they're accessible.
Yeah.
And anyone can be them. Everyone has a Ramona in their lives. Everyone's got a Bethany.
I think we all have a little Ramona inside of ourselves.
I'm more of a Dorinda.
I actually don't agree. Because I know you very well. And I do not think you are a Dorinda. You have like, she doesn't have a sharp tongue. She just kind of says like the meanest thing she can think of. That's not you. You're a little bit like Bethany in that sense, where everything you say is very pointed and well thought out.
I'm very, you know what it is? I am very careful with my words.
Yes.
Because I have learned living in Los Angeles that people, especially in Hollywood, loose lips sink ships, mm-hmm. and no one's ever, ladies out there, you have to be very crystal clear about the mood you're in. You got to set the tone.
Yeah.
Because when people repeat something, you can't trust that they're going to repeat it.
Exactly how you said
it. Exactly how you said it, or in the context.
Yeah. Do you, LA is so interesting to me. And you've lived here for how long?
16 years.
And you have like a huge social life here, like tons of friends.
Love it.
You're a very social person. And I feel like even the group of friends that I know you through, like that we share, lots of drama and everyone's always gossiping. And I love that I'm like a little out of it because I live in New York and I'm a spectator. I'm like, oh, what's the tea? Yeah, what's going on? But I'm not like a mover and shaker within the gossip because honestly, like I couldn't handle, LA gossip is different.
It's different. It hits harder.
It hits harder. And also you never know who you're talking to in LA. Like it could be someone huge.
100%.
A big executive.
1,000%.
I keep my mouth shut when I'm here.
Oh, no. I'm not. By the way, if we're not talking in codes.
Yeah.
And I, like, if we're not talking in codes, there's our codes. I also pick and choose who I gossip with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a gay friend who I can gossip with about gay things.
Yep.
I have a bougie white lady in LA mm-hmm. who I can gossip with about bougie white lady things.
Yep.
You have to find those vaults.
Your people.
My people.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe I am one of your people.
Yes.
And I would say we have a long phone call quarterly.
100%.
And I know, I see that call coming in. It's not FaceTime. It's on the phone. It's business.
I'm old school. Yeah.
You are old school,
oh,
by the
no,
way.
No, no.
You're like the only person who calls me.
And by the way, I'm cleaning. I'm organizing closets.
Of course.
I'm like getting shit together. I'm getting my pleasure chest all like situated and stocked up.
But I know when that phone call comes in, I need at least 30 minutes. So sometimes I say, listen, I need 20. I need to get prepared. I got to take my makeup off. I got to put my hair up. I got to get in bed. I got to get my phone stand.
Come right on through.
Oh, it's the best time of year when Justin Sylvester calls.
But it's also because I like to warn people about things happening.
In their orbit.
So like you don't step in shit or walk through.
It's actually very true. Maybe it's not even gossip. It's almost like cautionary.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I come to LA, I know like the layout of the people we know because you really give me a lot of.
You don't need to know the details.
What I'm walking into.
You just need to know the outline of what's up. You can fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
But I will give you the outline.
It's almost this like older brother energy.
Yes.
Not gossip, you're just looking out for me.
I'm just looking out for you.
These are the lengths we will go to convince ourselves that we're not gossiping, but we are, and it's okay. That's one of my core tenets, and we always talk about it at the show. I don't know like who is doing the PR for gossip, but gossip gets a bad rap, and it's fine. It's amazing.
It's healthy when you do it. By the way, I always say this. I have my four friends, my core four who I've had for 15 years. We will talk about each other to one another mm-hmm. and we will never take it out the group.
Yeah.
And I don't care. And I said this to my friend this morning. If someone comes up to me and says, oh my God, your best friend's so cute. I don't care if that motherfucker's bankrupt.
Yep.
I don't care if he has a lien on his house. I don't care if he's missing one eye. I don't care if he's about to go to jail for domestic violence. I will be like, yeah, that's a winner right there.
Yeah.
You better get this man.
You gas him up.
I'm going to gas him up.
That's a good friend.
Even if he's on trial. Even if he's on trial.
No,
I'm
going to
gas him up.
Do you think that if you're like, seriously, like your friend is, you know, being courted by someone on their way to prison and you're gassing them up, do you think that's you being a good friend?
That's me being a great friend.
Okay. You stand by what you said.
I'm going to stand by what I said. Because you
love
know what?
That.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Did he lie?
Innocent until proven guilty. I don't know. I just feel, especially in Los Angeles, but correct me if I'm wrong. Like you go up to a guy and you're like, oh, your friend's kind of cute. And their first thing they say is, oh, but she's a mess. And I'm like, I don't know. That's weird. I just find it weird when your friend can't find something nice to say about you first.
Agreed. Well, that's not a friend.
No.
Because the people I love and I know, I couldn't stop saying positive things about them.
100%. And by the way, if I can't find something nice, I would be like, oh, he's not available right now.
Oh, you're creative.
He's in transition right now.
Speaking of, are you available right now? I always ask you that. And you're very good about keeping your private life private. And I think it actually really helps you like have a really balanced life.
Yes.
So feel free not to answer. But people always want to know. And are you the type of guy? I feel like people are always wanting to set you up with their friends.
You know what's interesting? People never set me up with the right friends.
Mm.
White ladies are the worst.
Yeah.
White ladies are the worst yeah. at setting up gay friends.
No, because they just say gay, go. They don't know top, bottom.
Claudia.
Verse.
Come on, Claudia.
I'm well versed in gay culture.
Come on, Claudia.
Well, okay, so what did you think when I wanted to set you up? And I'm still holding out hope for you and Brian Kelly.
It's going to happen at some point.
And you think it's a good match?
I think it's a good match.
Because he thinks so too, but you guys are just sort of like two ships passing in the night. Like when it first got brought up, he was about to have his first kid and he was just not in that type of place. And then
Same.
You were seeing someone and then he was seeing someone. It will happen.
I think it'll happen at some point.
Okay.
I think Brian and I will happen at some point, even if we're third husbands
yep.
at 76.
Love.
Will happen. But it was a good match.
Thank you.
It was a good match.
It was well thought out, too.
Yeah,
I didn't just
well
say, like, oh, I know two gay people. Let's put them together.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is how it is sometimes.
Brian's in Pennsylvania. He's playing with horses.
It's not the right time.
No, no. And, you know, I'm a Scorpio.
Meaning? I'm not into that stuff, so.
Oh, so I'm like, I'm the type, I'm a bitch in the sense that, like, if I know you like me and I'm into you, but I know I can't have you, I will still have you and then mm-hmm. run away and then make you realize, think, oh, why didn't he like take me? But I just wanted to like.
So you're toxic.
I'm kind of, no. I'm not toxic. am I?
Okay, wait, Brian's birthday is March 7th. What does that make him?
I have no clue.
Me neither. I'm so like not into, are you, that's very LA.
I'm into it for myself to know like what I am. And if I end up dating somebody, what I do is I always read our charts together.
You do?
Yeah, so I have someone read the charts together mm-hmm. just so I'm aware and they're aware.
That's very LA of you.
It's super LA.
What would like your friends from home say if they knew that you did that?
I think they would just be happy to know that I'm like interested in someone.
You know what? They sound like great friends, actually.
They are. And by the way, they've all had kids at 23. So like they're like, oh my God, like what are you doing?
Right, they're interested.
Yeah, they want to know everything.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. And I, you know, it's a bummer though. We're on all different life tracks.
Yeah.
And when I'm about to start having kids, they're about to graduate.
Coming out of it,
yeah. Yeah, you know, so it's like, it's really a bummer, but I wish I could live there.
Well, so I was going to ask you, because Sebastian Maniscalco was on the show yesterday, and he grew up, you know, very middle class, he said, northwest suburbs of Chicago, and his life now is so different, because obviously he does really well. He also married a girl who he said, you know, came for money, and they live a nice life. You know, he cold plunges, he plays pickleball, and some of the things that are, he does Prolon.
Yeah.
Some of the things like that are a part of his life would send his, you know, home friends into an early grave.
Yeah.
What is something that you're like, what is so LA about your life that would send your, you know, home friends into a tizzy?
Oh, they would.
Because you're very into LA culture.
Oh, they would flip if they knew I had meal delivery service.
Oh, yeah.
Or that I only like, ugh, this is going to sound so bougie.
Say it.
Ugh, but that business class, once you do it one time.
I'm so glad you brought that up. It's actually like you shouldn't fly business class because once you do, you can't go back.
And I was that girl who was like Expedia,
yep.
Price Alerts, give me the
hustle,
lowest price.
Hustle.
Oh, middle seat in the crate area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, next
cargo,
to
cargo, sitting
next
in cargo.
To two babies. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, in a crate next to a chicken. I am good.
There.
Then you have that business experience.
Yeah.
And bitch, let me be real.
Yeah.
I pass out before the flight even takes off.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
So I shouldn't even be enjoying, I'm not even enjoying the business.
Yeah, that's a disgrace. But if you had been sitting in coach, would you be able to sleep?
Like a baby.
Oh, well, that's a waste of money.
Like a baby. But when you have it for mm-hmm. the first time, it's just, it's a lick.
It's also so funny, like what people are really particular about. I'm the same way where I really, really, like I can't, I love to sit in first class. Like it means so much to me. Where with Ben, like, if he's sitting in first class or he's sitting in the last row behind the toilet, it means nothing to him. But yesterday we check into the hotel. He calls me an hour later because I was working. He's walking around the hotel with the manager looking at different rooms. He's so specific about hotel rooms. I walk in, I'm like, the room is fine. He's like, it's not the one I wanted. He's crazy. But like first class, he thinks it's the biggest waste of money. And he's also broad. I thought it would like, he'll give me the seat. Like he doesn't care. He does not care.
You know, that's so weird that I don't relate to the hotel room thing.
Me neither. A bed is a bed.
A bed is a bed. I'm never in there.
Never. And honestly, I find like hotel suites to be so wasteful. Like I like a regular room. Hotel suite is so big. The TV is so far away. I like the TV right up my ass.
Yeah.
Like I agree. And if it's a good trip, I haven't been in my hotel room all day and I'm not going back till later. Like
no,
it's nothing.
If I'm on a cot.
Well, okay. I draw the line at a
no,
cot.
No, no. If it's free, I will get in the cot.
Oh, if it's free, it's
if
free.
If it's free, I'm getting on a cot.
100%.
Except at Coachella. I'm just like, I'm 37 now.
I agree.
I can't really.
We're women of a certain age.
Yeah. You know, that's so funny that you asked that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like you. Like, I love first class. Like, it's the best thing on the planet.
It's weird. It also makes me want to work harder.
It's definitely motivating. I agree.
It's definitely motivating. And I think, you know, for myself, I grew up watching, you know, 90210 mm-hmm. and Melrose Place mm-hmm. and like, you know, Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that life, my mom was a single mom with, you know, made $30,000 raising three kids by herself. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to make straight A's to get a pair of jeans.
100%.
And the jeans better be $50.
100%.
Like my life was
so different.
And watching those people and going to a Catholic school where everyone got cars
mm-hmm.
when they were 16 and I knew I wasn't going to get one, it really made me want to work hard.
Hustle.
And being able to buy my own car at 17 and have an apartment at 16 and do all of these things and be independent
yeah.
was the biggest flex for me.
No, and you ended up so much better off because of it.
I really did. And so much so. It's so weird because I always say I want to marry somebody with means, but mm-hmm. I have a hard time taking anything from anyone.
You?
Yes. It's like I dated this rich older man forever and
obsessed.
He was always like, oh my God, let me get you this. Let me get you that. And I look back and in my 20s, I was like, no, it's okay, John. I'll do it. Like,
yeah.
And I'm so dumb. I should have taken everything that he was offering.
No, but I get it. And I feel like it's such a testament to like, you know, I was also raised by a single mom and like, single moms are a different breed.
Different breed.
And the kids they raise are a different breed
too. Different fucking breed.
And I think so much of your success can be tied to that hustle and that instinct to just want, like exactly how your mom, when she got up in the morning, like she was doing it for you know? That sort of instinct, I love meeting, and so many of the most successful people I know were raised by single parents because it's just a different level.
Oh, it's a whole different level, especially boys raised by single moms.
Well, yeah.
You know, I have a friend who's a single mom, and she talks about it like she wonders like, oh, what's my son going to be like? Should I give his dad another chance? I'm like, listen, I was raised by a single mom who had a tenth of what you're working with yearly.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You know, she's a celebrity. She's out there and, you know, she's having a hard time like
coming to terms
with the fact that she's
this
a single
is her
mom.
Life now.
This is her life.
Yeah.
I'm like, your kid's going to be
fine.
The greatest, you know, prospect for any girl out there.
It's true, by the way, because you grew up with such a deep respect for women. If you're like a boy who's raised by a single mom specifically.
100%. I was also raised in the 90s.
Yeah.
Kids who went on playgrounds between the years of 87 and 97 and survived.
Yeah.
Bitch, we're winning Survivor every
year.
You're
built different.
Tonka trucks. Okay?
That's funny.
It's Tonka trucks. You know,
it's so true.
My delicate girl, my girlfriends who are here, who are
soft.
Delicate, soft, who like can't take, you know, any type of rejection or like a no and are in their feelings for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, girl, I had to run through a playground every single goddamn day.
Get up.
Survive. I had to survive.
At the end of the day, Justin, it's about survival.
That's all it's about.
Now, you are here to do what we love to do best, and that is just talk shit and talk about what's going on in the world. And we haven't done an episode. We have a lot to talk about. Last night here in LA was the Tom Brady roast, which made a lot of waves. So, Justin, let me ask you a question. Are you ready for the Fast Five stories that you need to know?
Let's go.
Today's episode of The Toast is brought to you by Armora. We are always on the lookout for ways to strengthen our immunity, improve our fitness and metabolism, and elevate our skin. We recently discovered an incredible brand, Armora. So colostrum is what it is. And colostrum, if you're not familiar, I actually know only because Jackie taught it to me. It's the first nutrition that you receive in life. It contains all the essential nutrients that we need in order to thrive. And Armora specifically is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum. It harnesses over 400 functional nutrients to strengthen your immune barriers and fuel cellular health for a host of research-backed benefits. Armora colostrum strengthens your immunity. It ignites your metabolism. It fortifies your gut health. It activates your hair growth and skin radiance. And of course, it powers fitness performance and recovery. So whatever you would be, you know, interested in. For me, I really liked the skin benefits. I know for Jackie, she loved the metabolism elements. Whatever it is, there's something that's going to benefit you. I always recommend having a pack on hand, especially when you're traveling, when you kind of get out, like right now, you kind of are, you know, used to getting out of your routine, but staying really consistent with Armora is just going to help your overall health, your overall routine, and just help you feel well. We have worked out a special offer for the toasters to receive 15% off their first order. You have to go to tryarmora.com/toast, enter the code toast to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/toast. Armora is sustainably sourced. There are tons of different benefits and you won't regret just adding this into your everyday routine. It's super popular for a reason. Today's episode is also brought to you by Quince. As we know, the weather is getting warmer and it is time to say goodbye to the jackets and the sweaters, but say hello to the shorts and the tees. We wanted to update our wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Something we talk a lot about the show recently is like buying less stuff, but investing in better stuff. And Quince is the perfect place if you're trying to build like a capsule wardrobe collection where you can get staples, the basics that are made really well. You won't need to replace every year, but that don't cost a crazy amount. So they have European linen dresses, blouses and shirts and shorts from $30. They have washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part about Quince is that their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. So many of the pieces that I own, like great cashmere sweaters, I have great linen pants, perfect for the summer. I get so many compliments on and people love Quince because again, it's super affordable, but it's made really well and it's great for building a capsule wardrobe collection. So get warm weather ready. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. So you better be prepared. Go to quince.com/toast for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's pretty major. When you go to quince.com, quince.com/toast to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/toast, quince.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time makes getting tickets for concerts and events faster and easier, even if you don't buy tickets right away. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer you get to the event's start time. They've got killer last minute deals, all in pricing, views from your seats, and the lowest price guaranteed. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying concert tickets because I don't know what happened in the last couple of years that getting concert tickets has literally become like a Game of Thrones. It's the hardest thing to do. It's stressful. It's sweat inducing. Game Time has got you covered. The app is so easy to use. I love the all-in pricing feature. So it's not like I'll find a ticket, go to checkout, and it ends up being double. No, they're going to tell you up front what the price is. They've got last minute deals, so you can save up to 60% off buying tickets for last minute sports, concerts, comedy, theater. I love doing things last minute, so that's why I'm really a Game Time girly. They have the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference, and the Game Time ticket coverage. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Check out the zone deals, check out the flash deals, and of course the all-in pricing. The best part about Game Time is that you're going to take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TOAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TOAST for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. So you can download it wherever you get your apps, the Apple App Store, for example, and do it up. Like, this is summer. We're going to concerts. We're going to outside baseball games. We're taking cute pictures. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Okay, I really want to talk about the roast from last night. And more specifically, a couple of things. But the first story is Kim Kardashian getting booed.
Yeah.
I would say one of the most viral moments. And it, by the way, a lot happened at the roast. But the thing everyone's really talking about is it was live. So, it, you know, it couldn't have been cut out. It was live streamed on Netflix.
Yeah.
And she got up there to roast Tom Brady. There was, what, like 20 people who did it. But when she got up there, the crowd started booing.
It's kind of wild.
It's wild. I feel like celebrities, but Kardashians specifically, do not put themselves in these types of situations. Like, this doesn't happen to them.
No, it doesn't happen to them. And you know what, though? When it does happen to them, they handle it really well.
She was graceful. That's a good point.
She's graceful as can be. And I've seen her in hot spots. You know, when you're killing it that much.
Mm-hmm. It's like polarizing. People are so jealous.
People are so jealous.
Yeah.
There's a weird, weird space. And I think a lot of times when these, you know, let's say reality girls or these singers go into other arenas,
yes,
like sports.
Yep.
It was more about sports last night. People get a little like, oh, stay in your lane.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that the booing was like you know, Taylor Swift versus Kim, because that feud has come back to the forefront now with Taylor's new song. But when you think about who was in the audience, you're right. It's sports people. It's the same way at the beginning when Taylor would go to Chiefs games and they would put her on the Jumbotron. People were booing.
People were booing.
It's like, stop. I don't think this particular thing had anything to do with Taylor. I think you're right. It's like, think about who's going to the roast of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's like toxic men.
It's a toxic man, and they don't want to see their reality star there. Yep. It's like a man space. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So no, you're right. It wasn't about Taylor. I probably would have never went.
If you were Kim.
If I was Kim, I would have been like, you know what? I'm showing up.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk on that stage. I'm going to make two jokes about myself, and I'm walking right back to that car.
Yeah, that's literally what she did.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, so I don't know. It's just about, I think, getting in a different arena.
But I think also participating in a roast, first of all, like being Tom Brady, I would literally never.
Big money.
Because big money.
Big fucking
money. One of my favorite documentaries I always talk about is Joan Rivers' Piece of Work. And during the time they're filming her, she agreed to do the Comedy Central roast. And she was so dreading it. But she's like, everyone's like, it's a rite of passage. It's an honor to be roasted. And she's like, fuck that. Like, they spend the whole time making fun of how you look and your career. And it was this thing she so deeply didn't want to do. And you could tell it was like this plaguing her the entire documentary. Just dreadful. And they pay you so much. And she was a hustler, Joan. She was never going to turn down a financial opportunity.
No.
And she did it, and she said it was fucking horrible. Like, she hated it.
Crazy. And by
but
the
Tom
way,
Brady doesn't need the money.
Tom Brady doesn't need the money. I will say
he's
this.
He's thirsty.
I'm going to give this bitch her props.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Glaser
is unbelievable.
If someone ever tells me that Nikki Glaser is not funny, I will find you like Liam Neeson and make you watch this roast.
Nikki Glaser is funny, point blank, period. She's a super talented comic, but she has had like three or four viral appearances at different roasts. My most memorable one was when she did the roast of Alec Baldwin. Holy shit. She didn't hold back for a second. Last night was no different. She was absolutely the star.
Absolutely.
I love that for her, by the way, because there are so many male comics on there, and I feel like they just put a woman there, like, to say that they did. And the fact that she ended up being the funniest with the most cutting, clever jokes, I love her.
It was so good. But
it was so good.
The natural question, what do you think Giselle thinks this morning?
So a lot of jokes about Giselle. And then the second story that I want to talk about was the joke they made about Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah.
But Giselle, yes, because obviously that's like the most top of mind thing right now. A lot of jokes about, you know, her vagina and her fucking the Krav Maga instructor.
Yeah.
And it's really unfortunate. Like, it's almost like that's what I don't love about roasts. Like, Tom Brady signed up for this.
She's a casualty.
She did not. And if you just saw the most recent body camera footage where she got pulled over by the cops and she's like literally having a mental breakdown crying that the paparazzi are following her, she's clearly like, you know, not in an amazing place.
No, I will say though, I feel like it was kind of sort of 80-20
in terms of Giselle jokes.
In terms of Giselle jokes.
Yeah.
It was more about him leaving his family to go pay another, you know, season of football. Of course she left you. Of course she, you know what I mean?
Like, I loved that.
I loved it. I really did love it. You know, I think she is one of those people, though, who gets it. She knows what she married. Yeah. And by the way,
I hope so.
We forget about this. She also had to live through the you were the reason why he left his pregnant girlfriend.
Okay.
So she's got some tough skin.
She definitely does. And honestly, because I love the show Blue Bloods that Bridget Moynihan stars in. And I just feel like it's one of those things in pop culture like people don't know about. But for me, it's one of my pop culture Roman empires. Tom Brady leaving Bridget Moynihan while she's pregnant to go have kids and get married to Giselle. And then his kid with Bridget Moynihan sometimes lives with Giselle and him. Like, it's the most fucked up thing on the planet. And I just want to say, like, I appreciate like him getting dragged for that last night, because I'm sorry, that's just something you don't fucking do.
That's rich lady shit, though.
It's insane.
But that's rich lady shit. But we also don't know. Please tell me you saw the tweet that she liked the other day.
Okay, wait, who?
Bridget Moynihan?
No, so I saw she posted like a cryptic thing on Instagram.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So that was actually my second story. Perfect segue. So Bridget Moynihan posted a cryptic message after Tom Brady is roasted for dumping her mid-pregnancy. So she shared a cryptic quote via Instagram on Monday after her ex Tom Brady was roasted in The GOAT, which aired on Sunday, yada, yada. Tom Brady was slammed for breaking up with the model while she was pregnant with their son Jack in 2006. So she shared a quote, Bridget Moynihan: "Loyal people take shit more personal because they never would have did that would have done that shit to you." And then she wrote, "So true." So I don't really get the quote.
I don't really get the quote.
Loyal people take shit more personal because they never would have did that shit to you. Is she calling herself the loyal person?
I think it's about somebody else.
Oh, you think it's unrelated?
I think it's unrelated.
Okay.
I also think I've been in situations where I've seen people go through marital stuff.
Spats.
While they're pregnant and things aren't what they seem on the outside. Mm-hmm. So we don't know the whole story.
We don't.
And we will never know the whole story because there's her side, there's his side, and there's the truth. So we will never know.
Yeah.
But it tells me a lot that she is allowed, Giselle is allowed to not only be around the kid, but to post the kid.
No, that's true, actually. That's true.
Because if my, let's say my fiance.
Let's say you're Bridget.
Let's say I'm Bridget. And my man left me while I was pregnant, mm-hmm. and I was caught off guard,
yep.
and I had no idea, and I was struggling with it. There is no way in my mind that I would allow my child to be featured on someone else's social media.
That's really, really true.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Look, I know he has to go to your house 50% of the time.
Of course, legally, I can't say no.
But I can
tell you not to post him, especially if you're Giselle and you have millions of followers.
125%.
Yeah.
So I think they're kosher.
Well, I mean, so much time has passed, and I do like some, like, everything works out for the best. I'm sure Bridget Moynihan's really hot. I know she's married.
By the way, her new man is hot.
Yeah, like, she's fine.
And successful.
She's fine. I don't think she's up at night talking about this.
No, she's good.
I am.
Right?
I'll just never get over it.
By the way, I don't know if I would ever get over it either.
So, actually, a little personal anecdote. I think I've shared this on the show before, but I love her show Blue Bloods, and I was actually invited to set to like watch a taping or whatever. And I'm like in those chairs with the headphones watching. It's like a family dinner scene. So the whole cast is there. And me and Margo, we're obsessed with the show. We're having the best time. And in between takes, they're wearing their mics and I can hear everything. So they're all just talking. They're all close with one another. And someone was, one of the younger girls on the show said she started dating this guy who lives in Boston. And Bridget Moynihan goes, I used to date a guy who lived in Boston. And the whole table started laughing, obviously talking about Tom Brady. And she said it in a way very casual, like it wasn't bitter. It was like, you know, when you've healed from something, you can talk about it. So I agree. I don't think she's up at night still. I actually don't think anymore like this is her Roman Empire.
No.
For me, I'll never not talk about it.
It, by the way, I didn't even have the baby, but
yeah.
I'm still claiming the C-section scar that you should have saw me have.
1,000%. And you know what? I'm glad that this roast happened because, you know, Tom Brady's super, super famous and we don't think about this anymore.
No.
But he did that shit. And you know what? I'm sure Bridget Moynihan got her flowers last night briefly. I'm sure she felt good, by the way.
Oh, no. I'm sure Giselle, I'm sure she felt good. I'm sure any other girl who has been victimized by Tom Brady's not calling them back.
Yep.
Felt vindicated last night, but I wish he would just send me a DM.
I mean,
man is hot.
How much do you think he got paid? Because money, really, he doesn't need money.
He doesn't need money. But I think what happens with these sports stars...
It's not even that they miss it.
It's that we forget that mm-hmm. they started this journey when they were 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They have been working up to this point of their lives to be in the NFL, mm-hmm. to be the GOAT, to be the greatest that ever did it. Yeah. And your whole life, your parents told you, you're the shit. We're hitching our wagon
to
this trailer, okay? Mm-hmm. And your siblings had to take a back seat. Your parents ignored your younger brother because he didn't do shit.
Yep.
Like, it just happens.
Yep.
And your whole identity is caught up in that thing. And all of a sudden, somebody says, all right, you're out.
It's over.
The new guy's in.
It's hard.
You have to then redefine yourself. Dwayne Wade is one of my favorite athletes of all time.
Oh, interesting.
And listening to him talk about his retirement
mm-hmm.
and listening to his wife, Gabrielle Union, talk about like her having to tell him, like, you got to find a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, you have to remember and put yourselves in those guys' positions.
And I think also, like, no matter who you are, like, attention is exciting.
It's 100%.
It's fun. I think there are people who retire from sports and like the quiet life. But for the most part, we're all human. And to go, you know, every week getting the most attention, everyone's talking about you, to quiet is hard. And I think that's actually why he ended up coming out of retirement the first time. He lost so much because of it, but at least he won the Super Bowl. Like, if he didn't,
by the way I get it, and I get it.
Yeah,
if my man promised me that he was going to retire and be here with the kids,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would do when he went back on that word.
Reneging on your word, no matter what it is, like, it's not an attractive quality.
It's not an attractive quality. Although, I married Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he
married Giselle.
He may marry Giselle.
They're equal. I think relationships have dynamics, and I agree with you.
Yeah, but if she said, I'll never put on that diamond bra again, and then all of a sudden Victoria's Secret was like $50 million for one walk, I'm not going to be mad if she went down that runway one more time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but the thing about being an athlete is it's so much time away from your family.
I know, but I feel the same way with reality stars.
Explain.
It's like when people date reality stars,
yeah,
and don't know that a camera comes with that life and people stopping you,
yep,
and the attention and the scrutiny. I feel like it's almost on that level.
Yeah. Where it's like you know what you're signing up for.
You kind of know what you're signing up for. You just have to keep that line of communication open. And I don't know if she's dating the jiu-jitsu coach, but he's fine.
No, he can get it.
He can get it.
And I hope she is.
And I hope she's taking 8 classes a day. And I hope she's pretzeling and doing all the damn things.
1,000%. I champion that relationship.
Who do you think he's going to end up with?
I wasn't into the Irina Shayk relationship. I didn't think it was right.
You know why?
Why?
She's not basic enough.
I agree. And by basic, I feel like...
You feel like he's going to be with some basic and you're like, no, why her?
Yeah, no. I just expect him to be with someone. And I guess it does make sense because Giselle, I think of Giselle as America's sweetheart, you know, but she's Brazilian. Like,
yeah.
She's not like, you know, when you think of like the quarterback and the cheerleader, you know, who is the cheerleader? Honestly, Taylor Swift, but
yeah, yeah.
I literally ship.
By the way.
Who do you see him with?
Just someone basic.
Me?
I see him being like with a... No, shut up. You're going to stay with Ben forever.
Forever.
I just see him being with some rando girl who you're like, who? I cannot believe it was you.
Yeah, all along. All a wolf people. In sheep's clothing.
A wolf and bad extensions.
Yeah.
Just like, purse is just not right, yep, ever. But like, nice.
Yeah, Irina Shayk was almost like too chic for him. Too cosmopolitan. Too worldly.
But she fucked up. You never want to be the first person in there.
Well, no, because you're always only going to be a rebound.
You gotta not be the first person in there.
And Jackie and I have a running joke on the show. Based off of like when Irina Shayk was dating Bradley Cooper and then when they broke up and all the stories that were coming out, she kind of gives off like desperate energy. Now, I've never met her and I don't know that to be true or not, but even with the Tom Brady stuff, it was just like, it didn't feel right.
Yeah, you know, she didn't give me desperate energy. I actually think she's probably cool, mm-hmm, probably almost too cool.
Mm.
And I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I think she's too cool. Like, I think he likes... You know, I like...
She's like so fashion-y.
Yeah, I like a Florida man.
Yeah.
Who like thinks he's showing you like new shit, but really like you've been to the
Aman
3 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But you have to pretend like you've never been
there. Yeah, very salt
of
the earth.
Very salt of the earth. Like, I think he wants to show somebody something. Like, he wants to like be like, look at my house.
You can't show Irina Shayk shit.
No.
She dated Bradley Cooper for 1,000,000 years and she's literally like one of the biggest models in the world.
She's seen everything.
Twice.
She's too cool.
Yeah.
But he'll go back.
I like that.
He'll go back. What else you have on that?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I was shocked to hear it. I didn't see this today. Did you see that Bethany Frankel and her fiance had broken up?
No.
After 6 years together, Paul.
Damn, they really did?
She's going through it. I mean, her mom passed away. And I think she had a very toxic relationship with her mom. She posted a really long caption that was very sweet. Like how, you know, she had this very strange relationship with her mom. But when someone like that passes away, like how do you grieve? I think a lot of people related to that. And now her and Paul are donezo.
I don't think it's going to be permanent.
You don't?
No, I think when you're going through that much, keep in mind, she's going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
She just finalized that after 10 years. She has a 16-year-old daughter.
I can't believe Brennan is so
trying
old.
To, yeah, like, I just think Bethany Frankel, I think anybody in a relationship who's going through that much, I bet you, I could see myself taking a break from my fiance and saying, yeah, let me get through this and we'll come back around.
Damn. But she's also very low-key about this relationship. Like, this was her first relationship after Dennis, and after Dennis passed away.
Well, she protected it.
And she, I think she was like, saw what happened with Dennis, especially like putting him on the show, and was like, I don't think I ever want to go through that. So I feel like we know nothing about him. I know he's just like a successful businessman.
And that's the thing. When your man's independent and it's got his own cash, mm-hmm, and you don't need that.
Yup.
Like, you don't need that storyline anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But she also doesn't have anywhere to put it.
Right. I mean, she's big on the talk. She's always making TikToks, but she's very focused on beauty.
Yeah. And focused on a daughter. I get it. Like, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine. But I was shocked to hear this.
They'll get back together.
They also got engaged relatively quickly and they never got married. They've just been engaged like forever.
Would you get married if you had
that? Bethany?
If I was Bethany Frankel?
Meaning why? Financially or because, you know, my history?
because of your history.
Yeah, I guess like that will scar you. That will turn you off to the institution of marriage. He was so fucking crazy, that Jason Hoppe. He is evil.
You know what? I think it's damned on both of them.
Yeah.
I think she wanted to get married. I think she wanted to have a baby.
I think
it was the next best thing in her life. Like, well, whoever's next, people do it all the time. And they get stuck in relationships with people that they don't really like because they thought that the clock was ticking. Mm-hmm. But I just saw Ashanti get pregnant at 43 on accident.
Who?
So Ashanti.
I know. I'm obsessed.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, my God. No. Everyone is talking about, like, because it's literally, they are like an early 2000s couple coming back to life.
100%.
I'm obsessed
with this. So, you know, I think a lot of times you have to really look at the partner you're picking.
For sure.
And say, how nice of a divorce can I have with this person?
Yeah, like when you see someone at their worst. Well, that's what they say about divorce. I loved that that Adam Driver, Scarlett Johansson movie. Because like the person you marry and the person you divorce are two separate fucking people.
Oh,
like they that's why they really say it's like a death, because this person who like saw you naked, who saw inside and out, like becomes your enemy. It's like I literally can't imagine going through it. It sounds horrible.
It's horrific.
Horrific.
And I think the more you leave to chance, mm-hmm. the worse it is.
Yeah.
So when I hear people talking about prenups,
what's your take on that?
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Just, but you're very LA, by the way. I think that's a big LA way of seeing things. And I don't disagree.
I just think you do it. I don't know. I wasn't a prenup guy. Mm-hmm. And if my man's got $2 billion, I probably won't be a prenup guy.
Oh, yeah. It's circumstantial.
If I'm Lauren Sanchez, I probably won't be a prenup girl.
What do you think about Lauren Sanchez? We love her.
I love Lauren Sanchez.
Right? Like, she kind of is one of the girls.
I love Lauren Sanchez.
I'm so glad.
I also,
have you met her?
I have met her once in passing.
Was she nice?
She was very nice.
Love
very
to
pretty.
Yeah.
I always tell people, because everyone's like, oh, she didn't have a job. I'm like, dating a billionaire
full-time.
Is a full-time job.
And if anyone is hiring, I am definitely open to that job.
Internship over here, okay?
Literally.
You don't have to pay it, okay?
Summer internship.
I just need a condo somewhere cute.
And by the way, I think that's a serious statement. Like, it's obviously a joke, but those type of men, like, especially at that level, like a Jeff Bezos, require so much work.
Yes.
They're really not well.
They're not well. And also, keep in mind, Jeff Bezos comes from the tech world.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Bezos, I'm calling her Bezos already.
I love.
Comes from entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So she's walking him through this whole thing and
through
navigating.
His new stardom. I love that. That's so true.
And she's the gatekeeper.
I bet she like sits in on his like PR meetings and shit, because she's definitely well-versed in the Hollywood landscape.
I think she's running the whole PR, that Vogue situation.
Yeah.
I think she's running the whole PR
scenario.
And I
like how she's putting herself at the center of
and
it.
And she's putting herself at the center. But by the way, guess what? I would do the same thing too.
You would do it too for a check. You would do it too.
I would do it for a two-piece dark at Popeyes, okay? I would do it for a Wendy's value meal.
No,
at this
literally.
Point.
Seriously.
On a boat.
Boat.
But, you know, I think people are hating her because, again, when
jealous.
You come up too fast, people get jealous.
No, and she's really, like, living the dream.
I'm so mad.
No, and to be honest, I feel like there are a lot of billionaires out there. None of them are particularly gorgeous. You know, there's not, like, the hot billionaire. Jeff Bezos isn't that bad looking, you know?
No,
he works out. He's a little, you know, Mr. Clean Baldy. Like, it's a look, it's a vibe.
She got him in shape.
She, by the way, she created the billionaire she wished to see in this
she
world.
She got him in shape, but you know who's really winning?
Let me think.
Wait, I'm going to send it to you telepathically.
Grimes.
Another billionaire wife winning, had her own shit, but now has more, is killing the game now.
Help me.
She's been with her man for like 16 years.
Steve Harvey's wife.
No, bitch. Selma Hayek.
Oh. Selma fucking Hayek. And on that note, Eva Longoria as well. Selma Hayek's husband is LVMH, correct?
Yes.
And Eva Longoria's husband is L'Oreal?
Telemundo. Like he
Telemundo,
like,
yeah.
It was Telemundo.
It's everything. It's a big conglomerate.
It's everything.
By the way, you're so right. Selma Hayek's man is really underrated.
Selma Hayek's man is really underrated. And Selma Hayek mm-hmm. herself is underrated.
Agreed.
She is a phenomenal actress.
Mm-hmm.
She is a great personality. She's a huge humanitarian.
Hysterical.
And she had to get pushed down the aisle. to marry that man. That's a boss ass move.
Why'd she have to get pushed?
Because she said she didn't believe in the institution of marriage.
Even to a billionaire?
Even to a billionaire who asked her more than one time to marry her.
That's so legendary.
Her family had to be like, girl, bitch, walk down this
generational
aisle.
Generational wealth.
Like, get it together. And she didn't want to do it.
That's impressive.
I'm super impressed by Salma Hayek.
And I love that. You know what? I never think about Salma Hayek, and now I will.
I think about her all the time.
I think about Eva Longoria because I feel like she got the best of both worlds. She was married to that hot Tony Parker.
Tony Parker didn't deserve her.
Agreed. Didn't he cheat on her?
Yes.
But he was hot, so I enjoyed seeing. And that was her Gabby Solis years.
But you see, I go back with Eva Longoria to Young and the Restless.
Oh, I
don't even remember those days.
Yeah, no, I was introduced to her with Desperate Housewives.
Oh, you see, I go back when she was like the crazy woman who was stalking Paul and Cricket.
That's funny.
On Y&R. So I've been down with Eva Longoria for a very long time. But I think what Eva Longoria is doing is taking Hollywood, and what she's doing is she's saying, we don't have one lane.
Mm-hmm.
These are the lanes we can have. She is a Oscar nominated producer.
Yeah, yep. Like, no, she's being really smart.
She's being really smart and in stealth.
So I feel like when she was married to Tony Parker and she was like kind of just this like really in demand actress, it was fun.
Yeah, she was wearing, Brian Atwood
exactly.
on courtside.
Nothing so serious, just like fun, rich, good vibes. But you know, it's tough. This is a tough industry for a woman and you got to evolve. And I think once her relationship ended and then she met this new guy who's like a real business head, her entire career twisted around. She has outlasted every one of these bitches, like especially from a business perspective, Casa del Sol Tequila, her production company, The Flamingo. She's the director now. 1,000%. I love this second wind, like the second phase of her life.
But you end up, it would happen to you too.
Yeah.
If you married someone whose focus was solely on business, mm-hmm. the things you absorb from those people mm-hmm. are insane.
It's so true. You know, it's so valuable.
It's like when girls, like when people are like, oh, she becomes her boyfriend, like, oh yep. my gosh, she just likes what her husband likes. I'm like, no, she's absorbing everything from him.
And why is that bad? Like, it's called being in a good, healthy relationship.
Right?
Support for today's episode is brought to you by Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Today is the day that you can kickstart a new healthy routine. So what are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you will always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. You can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert and stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Head to factormeals.com/toast50 and use the code toast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code toast50, T-O-A-S-T-5-0 at factormeals.com/toast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. So, you know, they're pretty idiot proof. You know, I don't really know how to cook and even I can do it. There's no shopping required, no prepping, no cooking. So it's saving you time, it's saving you money, and it's just saving you a whole lot of drama of like getting home and being like to your husband, what should we eat for dinner? I don't know, what do you want? Saving relationships, saving money, saving time, and you're gonna get a very simple, well-balanced meal. Today's episode is also brought to you by Bowl and Branch. For a betting brand to make it to the red carpet, they've got to be ultra luxurious. Bowl and Branch quality is so next level that they've even made it on fashion's biggest night. So Bowl and Branch, a longstanding sponsor here at The Toast. Jackie and I love their products, their sheets, their bedding, love that waffle blanket. They are everything of the sort. Their best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one, and they're going to get softer with every wash. They're not going to get worse as you age. They will get better. They're buttery soft, super breathable, perfect for the warmer months ahead. And they have partnered with Prabal Gurung. Yeah, that's right. We know him from where? Oh, that's right. The Met Gala. To craft the most beautiful Met Gala dress with their luxurious sheet fabric. It's one of the coolest and most unexpected collaborations that we've ever seen. Makes me want the sheets even more. I love that. They're always doing the most, Bowl and Branch. I love their products. I didn't need a reason to like buy more sheets, but if I did, this would be one of them. I'm also an expert when it comes to bedding. There's a lot of things I would trust me on, a lot of things I wouldn't trust me on. And one of them I would trust me on is bedding. I know how to sleep and I know how to live. And right now I'm sleeping in a hotel. I don't have my Bowl and Branch sheets and I'm not feeling great about it. Get 15% off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bowlandbranch.com with promo code TOAST. That's bowlandbranch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TOAST. Exclusions do apply. See site for details. Check out bowlandbranch.com at B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/toast for 15% off. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Next story, we're totally going to like turn the page to like somebody who has been in the news a lot recently and not necessarily in a good way. JoJo Siwa is reacting to them impersonating her on SNL. So I don't know if you saw, I believe it was Chloe Fineman, yeah, who did a little JoJo Siwa sketch on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
She did the makeup and the dance and just sort of remarked on this very, you know, different
yeah
phase of JoJo Siwa that we've been seeing. Now, I imagine being parodied on SNL, no matter what, is a huge honor.
Yeah.
But, and JoJo loved it, by the way. She said, iconic. I literally don't know what to say. This is fucking crazy. 3.5 minute skit on SNL. Like, she loved it. But, like, you know, they were, like, poking fun at her.
They did it to Madonna.
Yeah, they do
it to all the greats. They've done it to Miley. They've done it to Whitney Houston. They've done it to Mariah Carey multiple times. I don't care. They did it to me.
Did they?
There was like a Daily Pop, Kenan Thompson. Yes. It was like a gay black guy. Yes. It was like, I know that they did it. Like, it was a crazy.
It was meant to be you.
It was meant to be me.
What is it called?
They didn't say it. I'm going to send you the link.
You better.
But people are like, oh my God, I think he was like kind of poking fun at you. And it was the greatest day of my life. And they didn't even say it was me or my name.
But you like are so well versed in it. JoJo he was really young to be able to appreciate it, even though it wasn't like the most complimentary. Honestly, I have a lot of respect for that.
1000%.
Like, that's major. It takes a lot not to cry.
Yeah, but she came from Abby Lee Miller.
That's so true. Once you've been through the ABDC, you can kind of go through anything.
By the way, once you've come out.
Oh, that's true also.
Once you've come out of the closet. Not even publicly. Let's just say you came out to your family and friends.
I want to say coming out to your family and friends. I wouldn't know. I've never come out. Sounds harder than like doing it on Instagram.
The hardest thing you have ever done. So a lot of times you see a lot of gay people in very high stress industries.
Yeah.
In entertainment.
Yeah.
We're murdering the game. We're on every board.
No, it's so true.
We're ripping and running around. Like, we're good. We will survive literally the second coming of the apocalypse.
It's a baptism by fire. Like, after that, you're untouchable. What, if you don't mind me asking, what was your experience coming out like?
Oh, are you ready for this?
Hold on. Let me readjust. Go.
Oh, shit. I'm about to throw you for a loop.
I've never been more. Have I heard this story?
No, probably not. Okay. So I moved from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I started working for Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Season one, I went undetected.
Mm-hmm.
Season two, Taylor Armstrong had a girls and gays and gals party.
Wait, when you started working for Kyle, you were still technically in the closet?
I was still technically in the closet. I had not formally said anything.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. That's really crazy.
Yeah, I was 21. I was like a kid.
Wow.
And I moved to LA and I thought, oh, I'm just going to have my private life here. I won't have to like tell anybody at home. Mm-hmm. It'll be like this, you know, I would just live my life out here.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor had a gals and gay party, a 1920s themed scenario. We're talking with the OGs.
Yeah.
Season
like
two.
Gatsby vibes.
Gatsby vibes.
Oh my God.
And Kyle was like, yo, would you come with me to this? But I know you're not out.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to give you the choice.
Kyle knew. Oh, wow. That's so major. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it day one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, think about it and let me know what you think. And if you need me to help you talk to your family,
oh, wow.
You know, go to Louisiana, like I'll do it. But if you don't want to do it, I totally understand. I respect it.
Yeah.
And it was a few days and we talked about it a lot and I went.
Oh my God. And it's really crazy. It was televised. Yeah.
It was televised. But don't forget, you go to something on a housewife show and then you have 6 months until it airs.
Oh, 6 months of dread.
So I had to sit for 6 months of dread.
Yeah.
Until it aired. And then I, you know, kind of sort of used the show as my vehicle of coming out. Like, I had to warn them about it and it was so easy.
Oh, good.
Because I had went and it was fun and it was nice. And, you know, I had lived in LA for at this point almost 8 months. Mm-hmm. So I felt a little bit more comfortable.
Do you think if you hadn't been pushed to do that, how much longer it would have taken you?
I probably would have just lived my life here and not said anything. Because it wasn't that I wasn't out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a known secret, but we swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
And I was out of sight, out of mind.
Got it.
This time I had to like say it.
Because it was literally on TV.
It was on TV.
Interesting.
And if it didn't come out then, it would have came out on Daily Pop.
Yeah.
Because I'm always looking for a man on Daily Pop.
Do you feel... Stop.
I was always looking for a man on Daily Pop.
We missed Daily Pop. I just want to say that
I
was
miss it
so
too.
Ugh, so good.
It lasted as long as it was supposed to last.
It was. And how many seasons was it on?
5 years.
That's long. That's a win, but we need it.
365. I wish it would come back with three new people.
Oh, not you, because you, Morgan, and Carissa were the jam. Like that was the perfect formula.
That was the perfect formula. Lonnie too. When
yes.
Lonnie Love came at the
she's
end,
she's hysterical.
She's hysterical.
But the three of you, like Carissa, was a little bit serious and was the one moving the show along, A to B, commercial break. You and Morgan just bursting with personality, and two more different people don't exist. Like your backgrounds, everything, and
it was great.
Magic.
It was great. That show was a fluke.
Do you feel because you're so close with Kyle Richards, like whenever something's going, and a lot has been happening with her in the recent year, but you've been best friends with her for like 10 years. Whenever anything happens, you feel like a spokesperson. Like, are you the first person people call being like, oh, is Kyle dating Morgan Wayne?
No one asks me anything.
Really?
Because, yeah, I think everybody respects that I'm in like
a
it's
vault.
Like a family thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she is like my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk shit about my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk shit about that sister.
Yep.
I don't talk shit. My sister could do whatever she wanted. I'm still never going to talk about her.
I love that, by the way.
Yeah.
I think that's extremely admirable.
And people have been really respectful.
Have they?
Yeah,
that's
whole
good.
Scenario. Yeah.
It's been a crazy year. How is she doing?
Year. She's great. She's great. Lady Richards is doing really good.
In all your time at E, have you been to the Met Gala?
I've never been to the Met Gala.
Why?
They have never had me.
So for E, Juliana had been.
Yeah.
Who's going this year?
Zuri Hall.
Oh, she's great.
And Erin Lynn.
And she's great too. And
she's
Kelty
great.
Has been, correct?
Kelty's been for E.T.
For E.T., right, not for E.
Not for E.
So the Met Gala has officially begun. The red carpet just started. I love being in L.A. time. It's so, like, so much better.
It's so much better.
Oh, my God. With the award shows and stuff, it's not midnight when it ends. It's literally, like, 9 o'clock. What are your thoughts on the theme?
I actually understand the theme this year.
I mean, please explain it to us.
I understand the theme this year.
I don't.
It's awakening.
Yep. Something Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty, awakening all of these moments. It's going
back. The Garden
back,
of Time.
The Garden of Time. It's looking at all of these archival pieces, all these old, big fashion moments,
mm-hmm.
and reawakening them. So you're going to see a lot of pieces that were archives that were never worn again.
Will we recognize them as like iconic things?
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
You will.
So like Kim's outfit from last year, Marilyn,
would have been perfect this year if she, but it was Americana. It was perfect for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, by the way, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a few people have arrived and I want you to give me your takes
okay,
really
great.
Quickly. Anna Wintour, ready? First on the carpet, always.
Always.
She's wearing a jacket.
Stunning.
You say stunning.
You know what? As a host of the party, I understand why she does what she does.
Yeah.
It's always simple.
Yep.
It's always clean and it's always comfortable.
On theme.
And I think she is I don't think she needs to go all out
mm-hmm.
because she already went all out.
We have Lala Anthony, who does a lot of red carpet corresponding for Vogue. And I think they tapping her and Emma Chamberlain.
Perfect.
I love both of them.
They're so perfect.
Everyone
for
knows
it.
Lala. So everyone's so comfortable around her. She's just such like a girl.
She's a girl.
Girly.
Everybody will stop for her.
Yes, they all stop for her.
And by the way, Lala was the first to do it. Lala was on MTV.
That's actually so
Lala
true.
Lala was on MTV years and years ago. So not only are you getting the professionalism, you're getting the celebrity too.
That's very true. Okay, what do you think about Ashley Graham wearing a fringe bang?
You know what? That body can
that
do
body.
No wrong.
No, I agree.
I don't care what she puts on it. As long as it's hugging it and she has that confidence, I will fuck with that all day.
I love the Met Gala. I think it's like the most fun. And maybe it's because we get so little, we're not inside. There's a little bit red carpet, not even that much. But then everything's very, unplugged.
You know why I love it?
Why?
Because it's the one thing that everyone wants to go to
mm-hmm.
and can't.
That's true.
I love that they chop 60,000 people off that list.
Yeah. Oh.
Everyone submits their clients for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some big names that didn't get
that
invited.
Have gotten,
that have gotten
would
chopped.
Would you ever say?
I would never say.
Would you
I have
give
a friend
us a
who
clue?
Works at Vogue.
Oh, he has a friend who works at Vogue.
We talk about it sometimes.
Obsessed. Okay. It's nice to have friends in high places.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do you think as like a more a straight man, how to manage the theme? Sometimes they give nothing.
Sometimes I don't want anything.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't want anything. Bradley Cooper will show up classic as can be because he is Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
For men who can't handle a theme or a little bit of accoutrement, follow Bradley Cooper. You will never get it wrong.
And the theme, I mean, the sponsor this year being TikTok was kind of like a polarizing thing people were talking about because TikTok has become kind of controversial. And what are your thoughts when it comes to like digital talent? Influencers getting invited to these things. Like when YouTube was the sponsor a couple of years ago, I think they had like three or four, Jackie Aina, Nikki Tutorials, James Charles.
Yeah.
And it was very controversial.
It was very controversial.
And I feel like this year there will be because of TikTok. And
a
I
lot
just
of
saw
people.
One of the first to arrive is this guy. His name is Reese Feldman. Do you know him? He's a TikToker. He does a lot of content at red carpets. He does a lot of like movie interviews. He does a lot of movie things. So I imagine now that seeing him, and I think he's wearing
this happens all the time.
The convergence of...
No. If you watch, let's say NBC gets the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
NBC Talent will host it.
Mm-hmm.
NBC Talent will be presenters.
Yep.
NBC will have a moment there.
Yep.
Somebody from Bravo will come in as well.
Totally.
ABC, the same thing. They'll have
Disney.
Their late night... Disney, they'll have their late night hosts. People do it.
So true.
You know, it just is how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
And now these digital platforms have all this money.
Yep.
And can
They're like the only companies with money.
100%. And they can afford to send their people there.
Yeah.
So you know what? If you're with a company and they're on the host committee, of course, go. Be proud.
But Anna is so... specific, and like you said, A-list stars getting cut. So the
she's
fact
also
that
she's also needs that money.
A businesswoman.
Yeah.
The fact that there probably tonight will be three or four influencers is so crazy. And I'm not talking about influencers like some of them transcend. Like I feel like now Charlie and Dixie have been, and to me, I don't think of them as TikTokers. I think of them as celebrities. So that makes sense. But I'm so curious about the influencers of it all because I think a lot of people like look down on it.
Yeah, but I think if you are, you know, in their shoes, if you're Anna Wintour and you're you know, your YouTube or TikTok comes in and says, we get four tables and we get complete discretion over four tables. You can't be mad if they invite Jenna Jameson.
No, and at the end of the day, it's like change or die. Like if you're not going to evolve, like, you know, so many fashion trends and so much fashion comes from social media. And that was also like kind of a couple of years ago with Kim. You know, they didn't want her there, but you can't deny her influence on style and on fashion and on trends. And the fact that it went from her being, you know, Kanye's plus one, where everybody made fun of her outfit and no one wanted her there, and Anna Wintour almost said no, to like, it's basically the Kardashian Sweet 16 every year. It's all the girls go and it's like their party. That's why I feel like Taylor Swift, you know, doesn't go.
No, and by the way, you gotta, if you're Anna Wintour, yes, you're a businesswoman, you gotta bend.
Yeah, you gotta
bend. Listen to what the people want, because you know, when Kim walks on the carpet, when Zendaya walks on the carpet, when Doja walks on the carpet, when Katy Perry walks on the carpet, when those big celebrities walk on the carpet, everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
It's always a moment.
Yep.
And you have to look for those moments.
1,000%. And when you think back in like all the iconic, most amazing things, first of all, what's like your favorite theme in recent history? I loved camp.
I did like camp. I liked when Catholic, when it
heavenly
was
bodies.
Heavenly Bodies.
Yes, I agree.
Oh,
Kim's
heavenly
gold
bodies.
Dress.
Heavenly Bodies.
Rihanna as the Pope.
As the Pope. Madonna with her ass out.
Obsessed.
Like, I love it.
That was a really good one. And for me, like, I'm not really super into fashion. Like, to me, that was a... same with camp. Those are themes that I felt like were really understandable for, like, the common person.
1,000%. I also really love, you know, that this event... is still an event.
I know, because nothing's special anymore.
Vanity Fair is kind of special.
Yes, it is. I agree.
You know, this is kind of special. I feel like that's it. That's it. You know what I mean?
I completely agree. I love that take, by the way. They have preserved the specialness, if you will, of the event, and it's still something everyone wants to go to. What do you think about Emma Chamberlain's look? I think she's such a fashion girl. It's so crazy.
I love it.
She's really killed it. She's someone who I think does a really good job of being not a trained entertainment journalist.
She straddles it.
She does a good job. She does the homework. She has personality, but she lets other people talk. It's not, you know, as easy as people think it is. I could talk to a celebrity.
It's one of the hardest jobs ever.
I agree.
It's talking to...
Harder than coal mining.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Yeah.
Talking to a celebrity as a fan, but also as a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause keep in mind, You get on a carpet. Your producer has given you 5 questions to ask this celebrity. You have to figure out how to ask 5 questions in 3 minutes.
No, that's hard.
You also have to like figure out how to wean in your own things.
Of course, your personality.
Your personality. You also have to make a judgment whether you ask a follow-up to something that they say. You know, there's all of these protocols.
It's a dance.
Yeah. You know, my thing on a red carpet or a junket was always when someone sat down, especially if they were kind of new in the game and kind of, you know, a little hot, I would always say, hey, before we start, is there anything that you wouldn't want to get out there? Like, is there like a collect? Do you have something?
Yeah, smart. Because then that makes them like you a lot.
And they're like, oh, yeah, actually, I have
my passion project.
I have an album coming out in a week. So you go through the 5 questions about, oh, how was it working with Michelle Pfeiffer? Mm-hmm. And what was it like getting your costume? And then the last question is, wow, I saw you sing in this movie. You know, would you ever think about like putting on an album? Mm-hmm. And then you hear them, oh yeah, well actually.
Yeah.
And they come out and say it. Then going back to the office and saying, listen, I know we're not gonna normally play this, but can we just leave a snippet of like, he's got an album coming out.
Yep. And it means the world.
It means the world to them. It means the world to their publicist. It means the world to everyone involved, people on the album.
Yeah.
So you just have to find ways to connect with people on those carpets.
Let me ask you a question. I feel like this is a good place to end it because I think a lot of the people who listen to the show, like I said at the very beginning, you really have the dream job and there are so many people who would love to be where you are. What, when it comes to like actually tangible advice, something someone can do. I hate when I ask people for advice and they're like, believe in yourself.
No,
no, like where do I believe in myself?
Yeah.
What is the most tangible piece of advice you can give to someone who wants to crack into like the entertaining, hosting, entertainment journalist industry?
My best advice would be, one, find someone who's doing the job that you want and figure out how to take it the next step. So like, what is that person missing? What is that person not doing?
Do it better.
What is that person not, you know, caught up on?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So like for myself, I wanted to be Jason Kennedy and I knew that Jason Kennedy was more into giving you the news and presenting it.
Yep.
And he didn't want to really
open up
and get into celebrity gossip. And so I was like, okay, he's doing this the best. He's the best at this. I'm going to try to do this at E. And it worked out for me because that's how I went into it. And I think if you can find a place and find that hole, that's the best thing to do. Also, like, go out there and tell people you'll do it for free.
Yeah.
Do a few for free. Get your name out there. Get a reel together.
It's also just good to have experience for your resume.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Oh, a reel. So, I don't know because I've never done it. Is that still how it's done? You have to have a reel?
Kind of. Okay. But you can find, by the way, there are magazine outlets who are always looking for
on-air talent.
If somebody hit you up and said, yo, I can get carpet access to this. Can I go for the toast? You would have been like, great. How much do we have? Like, what do we have to do? Get a camera and you would be like, great, let's do it.
Yep.
Just finding those like people and those outlets that you can get on those carpets or those one-on-one interviews could really break you.
I love that's very good advice.
Yeah, you know it's fun. It's definitely a dream come true, and it's definitely a blessing. I don't know how I ended up here,
but we're so glad you did.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. This was so much fun.
No, I could talk to you for hours. Thank you for being here. You guys have to follow Justin on Instagram for the premium content. It's Justina Sylvester.
Yes.
You're on E! News every night.
Every night.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Thursday. 11 p.m.
Catch up with Justin there. Catch up with him on Instagram on The Talk.
Yeah.
You have to come back.
I will come back and shout out to Bridget Monahan.
We stand with you.
I know you were cheersing last night, bitch.
We cheers you.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast, the Monday Morning Show, where we deliver the past 5 stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We are also available as a podcast, and where podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places we visit podcasts, Vanessa, Toastly, Faster, Review, Better, Beautiful. How stunning, how wickedly talented we are. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.